It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a childhood adventure.
It's hard to forget those first tastes of independence as a child, when you embark on adventures with your friends that seem like life-altering rites of passage. Writer Ron Weber looks back fondly on one quest he took with his friends in the summer of 1976 in southeast Wisconsin when they were 12 years old.
On a Kenosha County map, it is known as the Kilbourne Road Ditch. But in my youth, it was the Yukon, the Colorado, or many other storied waters. Its muddy water coursed south through the farm fields and woods near my house in Summers, ultimately joining forces with the Des Plaines River. In a world bounded by how far my legs could carry me, it thrilled me when I learned water in this creek would eventually meet the mighty Mississippi and then the sea. Out of a childhood full of adventures, it was one trip there that stands out. We had planned the trip for the last day of school. My best friend Mike and I were the instigators of the adventure. We had invited a couple others, John and Tommy, who lived close enough in our rural world to be considered neighbors and therefore invitees to all our games. This would not be just a fishing trip, but an expedition. Like Magellan, DeSoto, and other great explorers we had learned of in school, we were going to explore sections of the creek that lied in the uncharted territory beyond Myers Fields. The excitement on the bus ride home was palpable. Once off the bus, it took only minutes for us to grab our fishing poles and bait and stuff some food and pop into a knapsack. Our grub included bologna and cheese sandwiches on Wonder Bread, an assortment of Hostess treats, as well as Coke in 12-ounce glass bottles. We hurried through the first mile or so. Navigation was entirely by fence line. We knew we had to go west to find the creek, so we turned at the first fence. The fence now turned north, and we had a decision to make. Follow the relative safety of the fence, or break out and go west cross country. West it was, at which we entered a brave new world. We were 12-year-olds who for the first time were not sure where we were heading. Each step, each new view expanded our world, though soon we would come to realize the world went far beyond the other side of Myers Fields. Suddenly through a screen of trees and brush, there lay the creek below us. It was no longer the creek I had known and fished for years. Everything about it seemed different, mysterious. The rest of the trip was somewhat anticlimactic, but memorable. We pushed further north, pulling an occasional bullhead or carp out of deeper holes. We took a break long enough to sit and eat our food, our conversation turning to baseball, the nuns at school, and of course, girls. The setting sun on our backs guided us home. I would argue we were not the same 12-year-olds that began this journey. We were growing, pushing boundaries, and expanding our horizons. That is what this trip was really all about. There would be many lessons to learn and decisions to make in the next few years. By the start of seventh grade that August, John would be plucked from our world forever, his family moving to Michigan. Loss, like change, is inevitable. Just one of life's lessons. In quiet moments, I sometimes find myself thinking of the journey and what lesson learned was most important. Looking back through the prism of time, one thing has become crystal clear. It may take a great deal of money and possessions to be considered wealthy, but any 12-year-old with a fishing pole, a few friends, and a creek or pond on the dawn of summer vacation can know what it means to be rich. I consider that one of the most valuable lessons I ever learned, much too valuable to ever forget.
Ron Weber is a writer who lives in Weyerhaeuser. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.